Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me. Boy, it is exciting. I'm very encouraged by all the podcast listeners. Today, I'm just going to share with you a little bit about myself and the real estate here in Colorado Springs and my philosophy on it. And I also wanted to bring in my parents because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. That's right. So to give you a little background, I got Mary Jane here, and she's my beautiful mother and served the military down at ACS for many, many years. Mary Jane, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Awesome. Good. Now, you can't yell at me and tell me, you know, to make my bed or clean my room on air. That's not going to work.
Got it.
So, tell us a little bit about what you did down at ACS.
Well, we serve the military and help them get adjusted to their new assignment to Fort Carson, and had 8 departments that were working to assist those soldiers to make it more comfortable once they got to Fort Carson.
That's great. And she does a heck of a job public speaking. You can tell she comes in here, knocks it out like a champion. And I remember as a kid going to some of her events, and she'd wear the power red suit. And boy, that's intimidating. I got to get one for my closings. Are you laughing too hard? Come on, give me something over there. I need a heartbeat.
Okay, Justin, I haven't seen too many red suits on men, but go for it.
I like it. I like it. Well, Mom, I just wanted to bring you on and tell you how much I love you and appreciate you because I couldn't be here today doing the real estate and starting this real estate show if it wasn't for you. So do you have any parting words that you want to give us? Words of wisdom, maybe?
We're proud of you, Justin. We're proud of everything that you've done.
Well, I appreciate that. Can we record that, Matt, so we can replay it every night I come in here? That would be fantastic. And now we're going to bring John Hermes. Yes, that's my father, on air real quick here. John, how are we doing?
Doing great, Justin. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Boy, I wish you guys could see the hair that my mom and dad have. It is phenomenal. John, tell us how long you've been doing real estate here in Colorado Springs.
In Colorado Springs, 1980 I started.
That's unbelievable. That's a wealth of knowledge. And I tell you what, we only have a little bit left in this first segment, but John is going to be sticking around for our second segment as we talk a little bit about real estate, how it's changed, and what he's seen here in Colorado Springs. So stay tuned. If you have any questions right now, feel free to give me a call, 719-232-1063, or check out my website, thehermesteam.net. Stay tuned for our second segment coming up, and right now, some words from our sponsors. All right, folks, thanks for sticking around. Justin Hermes here, Real Estate Realities with RE/MAX Properties. My cell phone number is 719-232-1063. We're down here at the KRDO News Radio Station with my very favorite real estate agent of all time, and that's right, that's my father, John Hermes. How are we doing, John?
Oh, I'm doing great, Justin. Thank you.
Good.
Thank
you. Took a little bit of a nap during the commercial break, but he's back up right now. He's ready to go.
I'm standing straight up, and I'm not laying down. I'm standing straight up.
That's great. So we were talking about how many years you've been in real estate here in the Springs. About, you said 30.
That would be about right. Yeah, 1980.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And being with RE/MAX Properties now for over 25 years, I know where you were with some other branches, but tell us a little bit about what you've seen over the years and talk a little bit about the property management you got into.
Okay. Well, I think that the one thing I saw over the years, of course, when I got here in 1980, interest rates were 18-19% for a new loan, which is probably unheard of, but that's what it was. So it made things a lot more difficult to sell, really, at that time. But since then, obviously, the market's gotten better, obviously, and Colorado Springs has strengthened. There's a lot more going on here than I ever experienced before. So this market has changed quite a bit. From a market where you put a house on the market and maybe 120, 150 days, it would hopefully sell. Now we were in the market where you'd put it on for a week, get multiple offers. That's cooled off a little bit, but there's still a lot of strength in this market. market. And it's just something I see with all the different activities that are going on with the new stadium, with the new museum. Those are all bringing a lot of attention to Colorado Springs. Beautiful place to live, obviously.
Yeah, that's great. Great point. And over the break, you were talking to me about, you know, back in the day when that market was moving so slow, you guys had things such as reverse offers. Did I say that correctly?
I think you probably did. That meant that instead of a buyer making an offer to a seller, we got to the point where if somebody had some interest, we tell the seller, why don't you make an offer to the buyer? And so a little different than what you've experienced and what most people know about, but it was just trying to stimulate that market a little bit more by having a seller reach out to the buyer.
That's incredible. Right now, if you're in your car, you probably came to a screaming halt and almost drove off the interstate. So hopefully you have airbags, because in this market, the buyers are totally in a different situation. I mean, we came out of the spring where it's just multiple offers, and now it's gotten a little bit easier, but holy smokes, a reverse offer. I mean, these are things that we just haven't heard of. 18% you talked about for interest rates. So how do you see right now the health of the real estate market here in Colorado Springs, and what do you foresee since you've been here so long and seen it through its ups and downs?
Well, I think when you start off with 18-19% interest rates, that obviously you're starting out almost the lowest point the market could be. And now we're looking at interest rates that have now almost, well, they're peaking out about 5, 5.5, which is an unbelievable rate. But for somebody that's looking at the market for the last 2 years, they're saying, wow, those rates are pretty high. They aren't very high. They're awfully low. And I think this market is going to sustain itself with the addition of new restaurants, new interest of people coming into town. I mentioned this new soccer stadium, the museum, and it's drawn in some more restaurateurs that have come in. And also, we're seeing a lot of building. We've never seen cranes here before, and we're seeing some condos being built. And so the housing is going to increase, but I think we also are seeing a lot of people moving into the town. So I think we'll see a stable environment with buyers, sellers, and renters, really.
That's right, folks. And he's not talking about the bird cranes. He's actually talking about the building cranes.
That's
downtown.
Right.
Some people think we're talking about the zoo.
Well, yeah. And Justin had to point a crane out to me. I never knew what they were. And he goes, look at the crane.
Right. Unbelievable. We're out there taking pictures and videos of it. It was just memorizing.
Oh, it was exciting. Yeah.
That's funny. Now, something else I want to talk about is you got into the property management kind of by default. And I kind of look at us as luxury property managers because we don't try to manage 300-400. We manage about 100 properties and we sell about 80 homes a year. And talk about the benefit of property management that you've seen and how it grew and what a blessing it has become to our business.
Well, I think when I first saw property management, it looked like it could have been a little bit of a headache, but then I had my clients, buyers that were leaving, a lot of military, said, who would you use for property management? And I had trouble really recommending too many people to them. So I said, well, you know, we'll do a few of these and I think we can handle 10, 12 properties. And then we started getting more word of mouth. We started having other agents send us people. And before we knew it, we were getting close to 100 properties. And we were able to handle it, which was surprising to me. I didn't know that we could handle that many of them. But I got great help. Stephanie's been terrific over the last 18 years. And so we've done a great job with it. And it gives that opportunity for us as real estate agents to give more of a service to the buyer or to a seller that maybe couldn't sell their home and they decide they rent it. We end up picking up the home, renting it, and we don't have any issue with them trying to get used to another agent that they have to deal with. They're dealing with the same people they dealt with when they were buying or when they were selling. And I think that's a real comfort level for people to not have to switch people.
100%. I think that's a great point. And that's right. Behind John and I is Christy, Stephanie. They're our backbone. They support us. They're not licensed agents, but they are experts in the property management field. And I tell you what, the programs we can do, such as when you purchase through us an investment property, the fact that we can rent it out free of cost, give you a lease, give you a security deposit, and get you on your way is greatly because of those great gals in our office. And that's right, folks. If you're listening, you're going, how do I get into investment properties? You need to call me at 719-232-1063, and we'll go over our special program. That's right. I just told you, it's free, and it's free to use a buyer's agent. We'll help you find that right investment property where the numbers work. We'll get get you a lease, we'll advertise, get it rented, and we'll get you on your way, because it can be daunting going in to the property management field, but we will be there to help you launch your first investment property. So, John, anything else you want to share with us about the property management investment properties? You have investment properties yourself, so let's hear it.
All right. Actually, Marty and I just did a 1031 tax-free exchange, and Justin preaches that. He preaches investment properties, and Marty and I have owned investment properties for the last 12 years, and we happened to sell one and decided that maybe a 1031 would be a good way to go. Save us some money. We didn't have to pay capital gains. We got into a nice property that Justin found for us. He works awfully hard at finding good value in the market for investors, and we came out with a pretty nice property, and it's going to cash flow, and everything went smoothly. All through the 1031, it went great. Justin was a big help in actually at the end too, in marketing it and getting us a renter. And so we feel very comfortable. But the fact that we do property management and we're used to doing it was one reason why Marnie and I decided, let's just go ahead and do another investment, because we got a lot of support here helping us get through that. At our age, usually you wouldn't be looking at new investments, but it's pretty easy when you've got someone like Justin and Christy and Stephanie helping you out.
And that's what we're going to talk about in the last segment, is creating passive income, right? Not working for the man. And I'm not saying this should be your only bucket, because yes, you need stocks, you need bonds, maybe health insurance, but you got to have real estate in your portfolio. Just like John talked about, he owns investment properties. I own 8 myself. And you heard him also mention the cranes downtown. There's people way smarter than my father and I, working for Hilton, working for Widener Apartments, coming in and looking at the analyticals, right? Did I say that right? Analyzing this town.
Absolutely.
And jumping in and seeing, forecasting out 50, 60 years, and to see so much optimism and these investors coming in and throwing millions and millions at this town makes me feel very secure when I go out and buy that fourplex for $400,000 or the single family home for $250,000. I tell you what, we're at about $600,000 right now in Colorado Springs and change, and we're going to be at $1 million by 2050, and that's just El Paso County. Just El Paso County, and the state of Colorado will be at 8.5 million. We're going to be busting at the seams. I hope the infrastructure can keep up. But let me tell you what, long term, Colorado Springs is a great bet. It may have its ups and downs, but it is going to be a great bet long term. John can testify the fact that we've seen the ups and downs, right? You've
Absolutely.
Lived through them here. You've worked through them.
Yep.
And what do you think? I mean, talk about some of those times and then long term what you see.
Well, I think that we were always working off of unstable environment, or a base, you should say, here that we relied on the military quite a bit. And you got to diversify as a community. You have to have more than just the military. And I think we're seeing that now. We're seeing other industries come into town here. People want to be here. They want to live here. You look out the window, you see Pikes Peak. It's beautiful. I think my wife, Marnie, can attest to the fact that when she was here, she went to high school here at Wasson, and there's so much change that's taken place. But I think it's more in the last probably 5-6 years that we've seen a lot of change, and the fact that this community has really grown. And I haven't seen, the appreciation that we've seen here, 8, 9, 10%. Justin will give you the numbers, but that's a really, really nice number for investors. Not only are you having somebody pay your loan off for you, but each year your value of your property is continuing to go up, which we didn't see a lot of up until about the last 5-6 years.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think another big topic is the fact that we are finally attracting some millennials. I mean, you look at South Tejon, you look at the City of Champions, how great Mayor Southers has done with this town. I think finally now we are starting to see the millennials come into Colorado Springs. And I think that, being the big demographic that they are, as big as the baby boomers, it's going to be unbelievably prosperous here for Colorado Springs long term. And John, yourself, you're a baby boomer, right?
I think so. Am I? Oh, yeah, I guess I am.
Holy smokes, he's fading.
I got a short memory. I can't remember what I was. I am a baby boomer.
That's
You're right.
Funny.
Absolutely.
That's funny. Yeah. I love it. Well,
but one thing I will say, and I think it's really helped Justin in the market, he can really relate well to these new people coming in. We call them millennials, and there's the younger people that use technology all the time. I've seen Justin come in and really hook into that, and his marketing flows right through that technology that these folks use. They feel comfortable with someone that does that. I'm a little more old school. so I don't have quite that skill set that Justin has now dealing with these people. But that makes a big difference when you're in this market to keep up with it. It's moving quickly. Technology is moving very quickly, and you got to be on top of things to service people. And he does a great job doing that.
Yeah, exactly, folks. And that's why we're the best team for you to deal with in real estate, because we got the experience. We got 30 years that John brings to the table. I have a business marketing degree. We have the technology. So I tell you what, we're a great mix, and we can really market your house well and be an aggressive buyer's agent for you. So call us, 719-232-1063, whether it's, hey, Justin, I just want to get my first home, or hey, I want to get my first investment property, or can you manage some properties for us? We're overwhelmed. We would love to help you. John, thank you so much for coming in. I love you greatly as my father. Thank you for introducing me to the real estate business. Any parting words?
All I can reiterate is what your mother said, Justin. We're very proud of you, and we look back at you when you were 4, 5, 6 years old, and now you have your own radio program? Holy smokes. You've come a long way. You're great at what you do. We love you, and we wish you the very best. Obviously, we maybe might be back on again sometime with you, but
we're going to have John back in plenty of times on future episodes because he's a wealth of knowledge. Thanks for joining me on this second segment. Stay tuned for the third segment. You're listening to Real Estate Realities, and I'm Justin Hermes. All right, folks, thanks for sticking around. Those were some great commercials you heard over the break. Those are my sponsors, and I tell you what, they are some of the best businesses here in Colorado Springs. So if you have any questions about them or what they do, feel free to call me, 719-232-1063. We're going to get into the real meat of the show now, what I call the triple threat, okay? And that's the first thing I want to talk about. When you find a property to purchase, you need to think, is it capable of being a short-term rental, like a VRBO? Is it capable of being a long-term rental? And thirdly, will it have long-term appreciation? If you can't find the triple threat, you probably shouldn't be purchasing that property. And what I want to help you do is build wealth through passive income, through investment properties, okay? I believe that every person should have one multifamily investment property, one single family or townhouse investment property, and the primary property that they live in. And we can get you three properties in 3 years for $30,000. That's right, folks. You don't have to be a millionaire to start investing in properties here in Colorado Springs. So I'm going to break down the numbers for you. So for 3 years, can you save $916 a month? That's $229 a week and $32 a day. If you can't do that, you got to work on your self-discipline, okay? No pain, no gain, right? We've all heard that, and it's tough. Sure, you maybe can't go out for a steak dinner on Friday night. You got to stay in. But if you save and you're disciplined, it's not a quick rich thing. But for 3 years, if you can plant the seeds, water the crops, get them to grow, then long term, you will have the passive income and you will need, or you will have, excuse me, what you need for retirement in your portfolio of real estate. We talked about it last segment. We can help you get into investment properties. We will help you lease the property, find you a great tenant, provide you the lease, get you a security deposit, all free of charge, because that's how much we believe in investment properties. We'll give you a vendor, all the lists of our vendors, plumbers, electricians, everyone you'd need for a handyman. And if you're leaving the state and you're saying, Justin, that's great, but I'm military, I need you to manage it for me. Well, guess what? We'll manage it for you at 7%. That's 3% lower than the normal 10% that you'd see in the industry. So we talked about the $30,000. We can get you one multifamily unit, a townhouse or a single family, and then your primary that you will live in. If you're VA, great. We can do it all for 20 grand, much less. That's $555 a month you need to save, $138 a week, and $19 a day. That third year, you're buying your primary, and the other two will be rented. Now, here's the catch. You can take the cash flow out of those properties and help subsidize your income, or you can take that cash flow and put it towards the principal on these properties and have them paid off in 15 years, okay? 15 years. And then at that point in time, You will own the homes outright, and you will have $4,000 to $5,000 of passive income a month for doing nothing. Your tenants will be supporting your retirement plan, okay? And we're not even talking about the increase in rental values or the increase in market value. We're talking just if everything stayed the same. And boy, it's going to keep increasing. It's not going to stay the same. But I'm giving you conservative numbers, okay? If you're interested, call me, 719-232-1063. And what you got to focus on is creating wealth takes commitment. You may go online. You may hear radio ads of getting to real estate with no money down and getting to flipping homes. Well, I'll tell you what, if it's too easy, it's too good to be true, right? It's going to take some commitment. I don't believe in flipping homes. That's short-term money. That's not life changers. Making 10, 15 grand isn't going to change your life. Making 200 to 300,000 will change your life. Having $4,000 a month of passive income, that will change your life. Okay? And people say, well, what if I buy and the market goes down? And well, I tell you what, that goes back to the triple threat we talked about. Who says you need to sell? You can rent that house out, right? Of course, there's going to be ups and downs in the real estate market, but if you're a long-term hold, you're fine. You're safe, but that's what's important. When you purchase, if your agent doesn't know about rental value, if your agent doesn't deal in property management, that's a pretty big risk you're taking because you don't have a triple threat. You have, well, I hope this home appreciates in 5 years when we have a life circumstance and we have to move and we have enough money to sell it. Well, you may not be able to rent it because the numbers didn't make sense when you bought it because it couldn't have that triple threat as a short-term or a long-term rental. So when we talk about should it be a 15 or 30-year mortgage that you get on these properties that you purchase, it's always a very good question, okay? Now, if you feel like, hey, my job security is very good, and so is my wife's, we can do a 15-year mortgage. More power to you. You're going to get a better rate, right? And you're going to pay it off, obviously, in 15 years. But if you're in a business where you live off commissions or you go, you know what, Justin, the industry I'm in might be disappearing and I'm not feeling too great about my job security. Well, stick with the 30-year mortgage because you can pay it off in 15 when times are good. You throw that extra cash flow at it. But if times are rough, you can pull from it, and you're not going to lose the property to foreclosure when you're pushing for that 15-year and life happens. You can't step on the brakes. There are no brakes, okay? So that's a very important conversation to have, and make sure you call Jay over at Churchill Mortgage. You know, Jay, I'm on his show, and he is a wealth of knowledge, and he's the only guy I use when it comes to mortgage, and he will talk you through that more specifically. The benefits to a 15-year, the negatives, and why you should consider maybe a 30-year mortgage, okay? So we talked about this. When you get these paid off, you're talking $4,000 to $5,000 a month in passive income. That's $54,000 a year doing nothing. Yes, you have some risk, right? A tenant can, you know, trash the place. You have to fix it up. You might have to put some work into the lawn. Sure, you may have to paint it. May have put a new roof on. But you know what? That same risk is there in the stock market, right? We saw that in 08. There is risk in having money in a 401k. Well, that's something you got to think about. There is risk in all your investments. So holding real estate, don't be afraid to be a landlord, okay? Because it's the same amount of risk being a landlord as it is putting money into your 401k. And you may argue with me about that, but that's true. That's the facts. Okay? Feel free to call me if you have questions about those numbers and how I made them work. 719-232-1063. So we talked about this. In 3 years, with $30,000, what you can do and what you can create for yourself in retirement. 3 years of planting seeds. 15 years of watering and maintaining the crops. And a lifetime of harvest. A lifetime of, hey kids, we're going to go ahead and go on vacation, and I'm paying for the whole trip, for all the grandchildren, and we're going with the cash I made from my rental properties, right? You can't just have the stocks. You can't just have the bonds. You can't have CDs. You have to invest in real estate, okay? So there's plenty of options here. That's why it's important you got the triple threat. When you sell, you're going to be looking at probably $1.3 million on those investment properties. Your exit plan takes 6 years. If you take away anything from today's show, that is, don't be afraid to invest in real estate. And if you have the right agent, If you call myself, you call the Hermes team, we can educate you and ease you into the investment property process. And yes, we help people sell estates as well. Yes, we help seniors transition into retirement homes. So it's not just investment properties. We sell 80 homes a year. We sell all through Colorado Springs. We sell every single price point, as low as $20,000 up to $1 million. So if you had any questions about what you heard on today's show, feel free to call me. Whether they're small questions or big questions, call me anytime on my cell at 719-232-1063. Thanks for sticking with me. I appreciate you, the radio listener. And remember, houses and money are fleeting. The most important thing is your family, your relationships, and using the gifts that God has given you. Okay? Thanks for joining me for Real Estate Realities. Once again, my cell phone number is 719-232-1063. And I look forward to talking with you again next Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I'm Justin Hermes with Real Estate Realities. Have a fantastic week.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.